aqui te arpilo tua pade nanda kisho. Arpilo tua pade nanda kisho. Shambho devi pade
Madhyalila, Chapter 28. O fair-limbed Lord Chaitanya, O husband of Vishnu Priya, glory, glory to you. O Lord, please place your glance of mercy on the conditioned souls. Lord Chaitanya always enjoyed the bliss of Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya is the all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose desires are always fulfilled. No one has the power to understand what is in his heart. Accompanied by his devotees, he always enjoyed the bliss of Sankirtan. Overcome with bliss, the devotees forgot that the Lord would leave them. In this way, the devotees enjoyed pastimes with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom all the Vedas yearn to see. As the day for Lord Chaitanya's acceptance of sannyas approached, in a secluded place, Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda, "Please listen. Listen, O Nityananda Goswami. Now I will leave five people. On the day when the sun begins to travel north, I will travel and accept sannyas. Near Katwa, in the village named Indrani, stays a person who bears the pure name Keshava Bharati. From him at that place I will certainly accept sannyas. This five people will soon know. Those five people are my mother, Gadadhar, Brahmananda, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, and the peerless Mukunda." Lord Chaitanya spoke these words only to Nityananda. No one else knew of these plans. When Lord Chaitanya had departed, Lord Nityananda repeated these words to the five persons. That day the Lord stayed with the Vaishnavas. Every day passed in the joys of Sankirtan. With great bliss, the Lord enjoyed these pastimes. In the evening, he would take his meal and then go to see the Ganga. He would offer obeisances to the Ganga and then sit by the Ganga's shore. After some time, he would return home. One day, surrounded in the four directions by his followers, Lord Chaitanya sat at home. On that day, the Lord would leave home. This no one knew. They all happily enjoyed pastimes with the Lord. The Lord sat down. His eyes were lotus flowers. His every limb was splendid with flower garlands and fragrant with sandal paste. All the Vaishnavas came to see him. They all brought sandal paste and flower garlands in their two hands. Like a magnet, the Lord attracted them all. From wherever they were, they all came to him. How this happened, I do not know. Many townspeople came to see the Lord. Neither Brahma nor all the demigods have the power to write all that happened then. Everyone fell down and offered dandavat obeisances. As if with a single pair of eyes, they all gazed at the Lord's graceful face. The Lord placed a flower garland around each devotee's neck. Then the Lord ordered, "Sing Krishna. Talk of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Sing Krishna's name. Think only of Lord Krishna. Think of no one else. If you love me, then please sing only of Lord Krishna. Sing of no one else. Whether asleep, awake, or eating your meals, think only of Lord Krishna day and night. With your mouths, speak only of him." Speaking in this way, Lord Chaitanya placed his glance of mercy on everyone. After speaking these instructions, Lord Chaitanya said to everyone, "Now please go home." In this way they came and went. No one understood the meaning of what had just happened. everyone floated in bliss. The Lord's graceful form was covered with sandal paste and flower garlands. How many times more splendid than the moon was the Lord's form, I cannot say. Attaining the Lord's mercy, everyone was very happy. Everyone loudly chanted the names of Lord Hari. At that time, saintly Sridhar, carrying a Lao squash in his hand, came there. Seeing the gift of a squash, Lord Chaitanya smiled and asked, "Where did you get it?" In his heart, Lord Chaitanya thought, "Tomorrow I will leave. I will not be able to eat this squash. How can I reject Sridhar's gift? I must eat this squash today." Thinking in this way, out of love for his devotee, Lord Chaitanya asked his mother to cook the squash. Then another fortunate devotee brought a gift of milk. Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, "Good, very good. Cook the squash and milk together." Sachi happily cooked them. In this way, Lord Chaitanya loves his devotees. In this way, the king of Vaikuntha happily enjoyed pastimes for 6 hours of the night. After bidding farewell to everyone, Lord Chaitanya, who is the master of 30 million demigods, sat down to eat. After eating, Lord Chaitanya washed his mouth and went to his bedroom. Although in truth he withdrew into a yogic trance, to every eye it seemed that Lord Chaitanya was asleep. Haridas and Gadadhar slept nearby. Aware that on the next day the Lord would leave, Mother Sachi could not sleep. She wept at every moment. The Lord thought, 2 hours of the night remain. Taking a deep breath through his nostrils, Lord Chaitanya rose to depart. Aware of what was to happen, Gadadhar and Haridas also rose. Gadadhar said, "I will go with you." The Lord replied, "No one will go with me. I will go alone, without any companion. That is my happiness." Aware that Lord Chaitanya would depart, Mother Sachi sat waiting at the door. Seeing his mother, the Lord held out his hand and embraced her. Sitting down, he spoke many words to enlighten her. He said, "For a long time you protected me. It is because of you that I heard and read the scriptures. From the time of my birth, I did not feel even half a sesame seed's worth of happiness that you did not give to me. Even in millions of kulpas, I could not repay the love you gave me moment after moment. I cannot repay the mercy you gave me. Birth after birth, I am in debt to you. Listen, Mother, the whole world is dependent on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one is independent of Him. The Supreme Personality of Godhead brings people together, and then He also pushes them apart. Who has the power to understand what He wills? After 10 days, I will return. Please don't worry. All the service you have given now touches me. You are very dear to me." Placing his hand on his chest, Lord Chaitanya said again and again, "You are very dear to me." Sachi listened to all the Lord said, but she gave no reply. From her eyes, she shed tears without stop. Sachi is the mother of the universes. She is the earth goddess personified. Who can understand the narrations of Lord Krishna's inconceivable pastimes? On his head, Lord Chaitanya placed the dust of his mother's feet. Then he circumambulated her, and then he quickly departed. The king of Vaikuntha left his home. To deliver all the conditioned souls, he would accept sannyas. Oh, my brothers, please listen. Please listen. Anyone who hears the story of the Lord's sannyas breaks all the bonds that tie him to this world. When Lord Chaitanya left, Mother Sachi was stunned. She was like an inanimate object. She spoke not a word. The devotees did not know what had happened. At dawn, they all took their baths. Then they went to the Lord's home to bow down before him. They saw Mother Sachi outside the door. Kind and generous Srivas spoke first. "Mother, why are you outside the door?" Like an inanimate object, stunned, Mother Sachi gave no reply. A stream of tears flowed without stop from her eyes. After a moment, Mother Sachi said, "Oh, my fathers, please listen. Every Vaishnav is entitled to share in the property of Lord Vishnu. You all have a right to his property. This the scriptures teach. Now that you have gathered here, you may do what you like. The Lord has left me." Hearing that the Lord had left, the devotees fell unconscious to the ground. Who can describe the Vaishnav's grief? Loudly expressing their grief, they wept. Resting their arms on each other's necks, they lamented in many ways, saying, O Gopinath, why did this terrible night have to end? They held their hands to their faces and wept. Someone said, Never again will I see the moon of his face. How will I live now? How can I keep this sinful life alive? Why did this thunderbolt suddenly fall on me? Some, striking themselves, rolled about on the ground. The devotees did not stop weeping. The Lord's house was filled with weeping. The devotees who came to see the Lord were now drowning in a great ocean of separation. The devotees fell to the ground and wept. They said, The Lord has gone to take sannyas. He who is the Lord of the helpless has now gone away. Now we are all thrown into the ocean of separation. The devotees fell unconscious. They loudly called, Hari, Hari. They all wept. They lamented. The Lord, who is our wealth, who is our life, has left us all. They held their hands to their heads. They beat their chest. They lamented. Alas, alas, Lord Chaitanya left us to take sannyas. He did not even tell us of his plans. Covered with dust, the devotees wept. Falling to the ground in the Lord's courtyard, Mukunda, Murari, Sridhar, Gadadhar, and Gangadas wept. Srivas's family wept without stop. Sri Advaita Acharya and Haridas wept. Hearing the weeping, all the people of Nadia ran to see what had happened. Not seeing the Lord's face, they were overcome with grief. Placing their hands to their heads, they all wept. All the devotees in the town wept without stop. There was no difference between young and old. The men and women all wept. The blasphemers mocked. I do not see Nimai Pandit. After some time, the devotees became quiet. Surrounding Sachi, they all sat down. Soon the news spread through all of Navadweep. The jewel of the Brahmins left to take sannyas. Hearing this news, everyone became filled with wonder. Everyone in Nadia ran to the Lord's house. Seeing that the Lord's house was now empty, everyone wept. Everyone called out, Hoi, hoi. Even the greatest blasphemers were filled with grief. We are sinners. We did not understand his greatness, everyone said. Filled with remorse, everyone loudly wept. Falling to the ground, the townspeople wept. Never again will we see his moon-like face, they said. Someone said, I will go home, set a fire inside my doors, put an earring in one ear, and become a yogi. Now that the Lord has left Navadweep, why should I stay alive? Hearing the news, every man and woman in Nadia was filled with grief. No one was free of grief. Now the Lord would act to deliver all the conditioned souls. In their hearts, even the blasphemers felt themselves bitten by the cruel snake of separation from the Lord. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is the master of all living entities, who is supremely merciful, and who happily delivered everyone. Please listen. Listen, O my brothers, to the story of the Lord's sannyas. Anyone who hears this story breaks the bonds of karma. Crossing the Ganga, in one day, Lord Chaitanya went to the town of Kantaka Nagara. Following the Lord's previous instructions, one by one, the devotees met him there. Lord Nityananda, Gadadhar, Mukunda, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, and Brahmananda all came there. There, Keshava Bharati, powerful like a ferocious lion, stayed with his dear associates. Seeing the wonderful effulgence of Lord Chaitanya's body, saintly Keshava Bharati stood up. Lord Chaitanya offered dandavat obeisances and then, folding his hands, offered prayers. He said, O saintly one, please be merciful to me. You are very merciful. You purify the fallen. Lord Krishna is the master of your life, and you have the power to give him to others. Lord Krishna always stays with you. Please give me service to Lord Krishna. Don't give me anything but that. Please teach me. As the Lord spoke, his body floated in tears of love. At the end of his speaking, he loudly roared and he danced. As Mukunda and the other devotees sang, Lord Chaitanya, wild with ecstatic love for a person that was actually himself, danced. Hearing all this, many millions and millions of people quickly came. I do not know how so many people could be present in that one place. They gazed at Lord Chaitanya's supremely handsome form. With their eyes, they drank the sight of him without stop. The wonderful stream of tears that flowed from the Lord's eyes cannot be described by words. Even Lord Ananta Shesh, with his many mouths, has no power to describe it. Dancing in a circle, Lord Chaitanya bathed everyone with the streams of his tears. Everyone was wet with the Lord's tears of love. Men and women and young and old sang Hari, Hari. One moment the Lord trembled, the next he perspired, the next he fell unconscious. Seeing all this, everyone became afraid. Now, assuming the role of his servant, the master of the numberless universes now places a blade of grass between his teeth and begs everyone to allow him to serve them. When they saw the Lord's ecstasy, everyone wept. When they heard the word sannyas, everyone bitterly lamented. They said, after this night ends, how will Mother Sachi be able to stay alive? How will saintly Sachi earn the money to live? Will cruel fate take everything from her? Our lives break into pieces when we hear these things. How will his wife and mother stay alive? Speaking these words, the grieving women wept. Falling into Lord Chaitanya's trap, everyone fell to the ground and wept. After some time, Lord Chaitanya stopped dancing. When he sat down, all his followers sat around him in the four directions. Seeing the Lord's ecstatic devotion, Keshava Bharati, now plunged in an ocean of bliss, prayed. Only the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself and no one else has the power to manifest the ecstatic devotion I saw you manifest with my own eyes. I know without doubt that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the spiritual master of all the worlds. No one can ever truly become your spiritual master. Still, in order to teach the people, in your heart you have decided to accept me as your spiritual master. Lord Chaitanya said, please don't try to trick me. Please give me initiation so I may become a servant of Lord Krishna. With these devotees, Lord Chaitanya spent the night happily talking about Lord Krishna. When the sun rose, Lord Chaitanya, the master of all the worlds, ordered Sri Chandrasekhar, please arrange everything for the ceremony. I entrust you with this duty. On Lord Chaitanya's order, Chandrasekhar gathered everything needed for the ceremony. He gathered many things from many different villages. Words cannot describe all that he gathered. From everyone, he gathered yogurt, milk, ghee, dal, betel nuts, sandalwood, flowers, a sacred thread, and cloth. He gathered many different kinds of food. From where did he get all this? I do not know. Everyone very joyfully chanted the holy names of Lord Hari. Only Hari and no other sound was heard from anyone's mouth. Then Lord Chaitanya, the life breath of all the worlds, sat down to shave off his hair. Then the barber sat down facing him. At that moment, a great sound of weeping arose. The barber then placed the razor to the Lord's curly hair. Unable to place his hand on the Lord's head, the barber wept. Nityananda and the other devotees fell to the ground and wept. What could the devotees do? They could only grieve and weep. Someone said, what are the rituals for sannyas? When this was asked, the women all deeply sighed. Unseen by anyone, the demigods also wept. The numberless universes were filled with weeping. With these pastimes of Karunya Ras, the mellows of grief, Lord Chaitanya made the stones, dry sticks, and other inanimate objects melt. Lord Chaitanya manifested these pastimes to deliver everyone. Seeing these pastimes, everyone wept. Tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, Lord Chaitanya became restless. Always trembling and weeping, he could not remain still. Demanding, sing, sing, Lord Chaitanya stood up. Mukunda sang, and Lord Chaitanya danced without stop. Lord Chaitanya had no power to sit down and remain still. Tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, he trembled. He shed streams of tears. Sing, sing, Lord Chaitanya roared. The barber had no power to do the shaving. Somehow or other, after all these days, the act of shaving was completed with great love. Then Lord Chaitanya, the master of all the worlds, bathed in the Ganga, returned and sat down as a sannyasi. The Vedas say, Lord Chaitanya is the Siksha Guru, instructing spiritual master of everyone. The Lord's acceptance of Keshava Bharati as his spiritual master was only a trick. Lord Chaitanya said, in a dream, an exalted person whispered the sannyas mantra in my ear. You will see whether it is the right mantra or not. Speaking these words, Lord Chaitanya whispered the mantra in Keshava Bharati's ear. By this trick, Lord Chaitanya mercifully accepted Keshava Bharati as his disciple. At that moment, great wonder took birth in Keshava Bharati's heart. Keshava Bharati said, "This is the best of great mantras. You have certainly attained Lord Krishna's mercy." By Lord Chaitanya's order, noble-hearted Keshava Bharati repeated that mantra to the Lord. Then the four directions became filled with auspicious sounds of Lord Hari's holy names. In this way, Lord Chaitanya, the crest jewel of Vaikuntha, accepted sannyas. Accepting a charming saffron cloth, Lord Chaitanya was more handsome than millions of Kamadevas. His head and all his limbs were anointed with sandal paste. Covered with a flower garland, his body was glorious. A splendid danda and kamandalu rested in his graceful hands. He was always agitated with ecstatic love for a person who was actually himself. His graceful face was more glorious and handsome than millions and millions of moons. His two lotus eyes were filled with streams of tears. Someday, Veda Vyas will perfectly describe Lord Chaitanya's appearance as a sannyasi. In the Sahasranam, Thousand Names of Lord Vishnu, Vedavyas has already described Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi. In this prayer is a verse that in truth describes Lord Chaitanya, the king of Brahmins. All the Vaishnavas know the heart of this verse, which declares, "The Lord will take the fourth order of spiritual life, sannyas, and will be very self-controlled. He will be distinguished from the Mayavadi sannyasis in that he will be fixed in devotional service and will spread the Sankirtan movement." Then, noble-hearted Keshava Bharati considered what name to give the Lord. He said, "The Vaishnavas in the 14 worlds do not see what my eyes see. Nowhere is there a name that satisfies me." The name Bharati would mean the disciple of Keshava Bharati. Therefore, that name is not appropriate for you. As the fortunate sannyasi Keshava Bharati was thinking in this way, saintly goddess Saraswati entered his tongue. In this way, he decided on the right name. Placing his hand on the Lord's chest, pure-hearted Keshava Bharati said, "You make the whole world chant the name Krishna. In this way, you make the whole world alive, or Chaitanya, with kirtan. Therefore, your name will be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Because of you, everyone in the world will become fortunate." When the noble sannyasi spoke these words, there was a shower of flowers and a great sound of jai. A great tumult of hari filled the four directions. All the Vaishnavas floated in bliss. All the devotees offered obeisances to Keshava Bharati. The Lord was pleased with his new name. In this way, the name Sri Krishna Chaitanya was manifested. Then all the servants of the Lord offered dandavat obeisances. In this way, the glorious Lord accepted sannyas, and in this way he revealed his name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya enjoys all his pastimes at every moment. When he is merciful, he allows others to see them. It is from Lord Nityananda that I learned of all these nectar pastimes. It is by his mercy and on his order that in this book I have written these sutras describing them. I offer respectful obeisances to the feet of the Vaishnavas. I pray that they will not take my offenses seriously. Someday, in the Vedas, Muni Vedavyas will describe millions and millions of these pastimes. Anyone who, in this Madhyakanda, hears the story of the Lord's sannyas will become a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who, in this Madhyakanda, hears the story of the Lord's sannyas will attain a great wealth of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Sri Krishna and Nityananda are my two masters. My desire is that I will never forget them. Will the day come when I will see Lord Chaitanya surrounded by devotees in the four directions? Lord Chaitanya is my Lord. In my heart, I always keep great faith in him. Anyone who with his own mouth says, "I am a servant of Nityananda," will someday see Lord Chaitanya. That is inevitable. Nityananda is most dear to Lord Chaitanya. I will never leave the company of the Lord's servants. I worship Lord Chaitanya. Lord Nityananda gives to the whole world the gift of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Beyond this world of birth and death lies the ocean of pure devotional service. Anyone who wishes to dive in that ocean should worship Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. As a puppet master makes a wooden puppet dance, so Lord Chaitanya makes me speak. As the sky has no end and a bird flies in it as far as it has the power, so the descriptions of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes also have no end, and every speaker describes those pastimes as far as he has the power. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, offer this humble song at their lotus feet.